What was the inspiration behind Time Together?
Well, I hadn't made a record in 5 years. You know, I started making records way back when. My first one was 1973. So, you know, I at this point in my career, I've slowed down considerably, but I enjoy it as much as I ever have. And I guess I was sitting here. I live up in Woodstock, New York, and we had quite an intense winter this last winter. And after I shoveled the snow for a fourth time one day, I decided to go up into my studio and try to write some songs about summer. That's kind of how it started out.
Okay, like you said, you know, your production has slowed down a little bit. You've never gone 5 years without producing an album, and it looked that way at one point. How was that on you? Did that take a toll on you? How were you feeling during that process?
No, great. I mean, I had a sort of literary interlude between the last record. The last one came out in 2006, and I didn't write a book of poems in that interim period, so that was time-consuming. But at this point, you know, after all these records, I like to spend a lot of time on the compositions and try not to repeat myself, which, of course, after all these tunes, it's hard to do.
So the album itself has this extremely relaxed and just mellow kind of feeling. Does that kind of go into what you were saying before, that you were writing this in, you know, really dark and cold winter, and you were looking for something a little bit different?
Yeah, I think so, but I suppose, you know, most of my records have a kind of relaxed feeling, and I'm kind of known for my relaxed feeling, I guess. But there was some also. It's interesting when you start to compose all the material. It's interesting to think about different grooves and different styles, and I always kind of default to the Brazilian sounding things, you know, the sort of bossa sounding things, and so I did write a couple of tunes that were in that category, and then I usually try to write a couple that are more sort of in the straight ahead tradition, and I wrote a couple like that. So I think, but it's always kind of relaxed, I think, whatever the particular genre is.
Okay, can you just take us through your songwriting process? I mean, some songs, they have that kind of that ballad feel, their stories, and others are the rhymes are so, they're not what you would expect, but they end up working perfectly. You're able to turn a phrase differently and make something work that necessarily, you know, wouldn't work. You know, how do you do that?
I'm not really sure, but I've just been lucky. I spent a lot of time in graduate school studying poetry, and eventually, when I got out of graduate school, teaching a little bit. And I think having, you know, all that poetry knowledge in my head probably helps with lyrics, because although I never used to think it was much of a you know, background for, I never studied music, unfortunately, which I wish I had. But I start with the music first, and I usually often have an idea of a title, or maybe of a first line, or some kind of a subject at least. But I work on the music, and I make a kind of, at this point, sort of just like a garage band, kind of a little demo of the musical parts, and then write the lyrics after. And of course, I can always change the music to conform, you know, to whatever lyrics I write.
Okay, as far as the band goes for this new album, I mean, it's great. I mean, you have a little bit of everything. The sound is so full, but at the same time, it's still, you know, it still goes into that style that you're looking for, that just calm, relaxing. I mean, how did that all work out?
Well, I have always been fortunate to have the enthusiasm of, you know, great studio players, and my very early records were the same. But on this project, I got to work with people with whom I had worked in the past, and so I kind of was able to cast the material. As I finished the material, I was able to kind of cast it for certain arrangers, producer-arrangers, and certain, even certain players in mind. And so that's quite a luxury to be able to do that. But they always, I always give them enough room you know, they're always free, really. There's a lot of freedom within the tunes when we're in the studio for them to express themselves too, which of course has been another really important part of my recording history.
Okay, after I listened to the album, I kind of was in awe in a way that I didn't skip through a song the first time around. I mean, usually that always happens when someone's listening to an album after about, you know, 25, 30 seconds after the first chorus or whatever, you're like, eh,
right.
Skip. Considering that, it was really hard for me to pick a favorite song on this album, but if I had to ask you to pick a favorite song, what do you think it would be and why?
Boy, it's hard to say. You know, I don't really listen to the records. I mean, I listen to them, obviously, you know, very intensely when I'm working on them. But once you finish with them, you kind of, I don't know. I know a lot of other musicians who have, you know, have described the same feeling. You just sort of don't listen to them. But I liked Summer in New York, which I think is up near the front of the sequence. I like that one a lot because I'm originally from Southern California. I grew up in the San Diego area and went to school at UCLA and eventually moved to the East. And I've always had a fascination for New York City. And I had never really written a New York City kind of a song before. So that's kind of a fun one. I got to use some pretty crazy rhymes and put in words like Guggenheim and, you know, things like that. So that was fun. I kind of remember that one as being a favorite.
Okay, considering that you've been producing music for well over 30 years, I mean, how do you think this album stacks up with your larger body of work?
Well, I'm really happy with this one. I mean, you're sort of happy with all of them, or, you know, or you wouldn't make them, but I'm really happy with this one, and I don't know, I was sort of, dragged, kicking and screaming into the world of Facebook, and it's actually been a really nice experience, because people, have commented on this record, and they compare it to The Art of Tea, which is a really early one, or Sleeping Gypsy, or, you know, they think of it as their favorite among, or at least as among their favorites, and that's really gratifying to hear.
Okay, as far as what you're working on in the future, what do you think you'll be doing after the kind of the initial buzz of this album wears down?
Well, I don't know. I'm working a little more on the road than I usually do. I've also kind of, you know, been more circumspect about taking dates. I love to be able to. I'm always, you know, totally happy when somebody invites me to come somewhere. But lately I've been, less, you know, more reluctant, I should say, to do a lot of traveling. But I am doing more, accumulating more dates in the future. I guess kind of, you know, to support this project. This was the only record I think I've ever made where I ended up with a few tunes that I didn't record. I've always just written exactly what I needed and never really had anything, you know, left over. But on this project, I had a few tunes that I really liked, which, were just more than I needed. And so I feel like I've got to jump on another project and, maybe it will take 5 years to do the next one since I got three of them in the can already.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to tell people about the album or what you're all about, saying let's just consider the fact that they might have never heard of you before or they haven't heard your music in a while?
I think right now, thanks to, you know, the web and I guess thanks to, in a backhanded way, the demise of radio, by and large. I think thanks to the web and all the interesting things that are happening with music on the web, I think, you know, this is kind of a renaissance, hopefully, of songwriting and music. And so I feel pretty optimistic about that because it was pretty bleak there for a while, you know, of course, having, you know, been doing this since 1973. I've seen a lot of the changes happen, of course, through time and in radio and in formats and whatever else. But even though there was, you know, there's certainly a lot of disappointment for artists, you know, with regard to downloading and how things aren't really, it's hard to keep things as a you know, total product anymore, because you can just buy things piecemeal. I mean, I do the same thing myself, so you know, let he who is without blame cast the first stone. So it is great. It's great to be able to do that, and so I'm right there with everybody else. But I feel kind of optimistic about music right now. I've met some really, really amazing young players, and I think we might be on the cusp of a good era. Hope so.